Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg. Today, I'm joined by Nick, and we're here with another movie review. And for July, we're going to be looking at an anime movie. And this time, we chose to watch Summer Wars because it is summer.
Mm-hmm.
Not wartime. Really not wartime, but it is summer. And I watched this movie a few months ago. And Nick watched it 10 minutes ago.
Yes, I just finished watching it and we're here right now.
Yeah. And so Nick's memory of this is definitely going to be a lot fresher than my memory is going to be. And so, Nick, you're probably just going to have to carry this time. I still remember the things that I like and I dislike about it, but Nick will definitely be going over the details more than I'm going to. So I guess before we start, you had some you're talking about the screenwriter or whatever dude was working on some other movies, right?
Yeah, so the screenplay is by Satoko Okudera or something like that. And he wrote Wolf Children and what's the other one that I mentioned earlier?
Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Yeah, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, which we reviewed a couple months ago. It was an okay movie, but I could see the same artwork things are very similar.
Yeah, I know that the screenplay and the animation are not necessarily related, but when Nick told me that, I think the Wolf Children and Girl Who Leapt Through Time I can definitely see are very similar. Mm-hmm. And then this one I can see as an evolution beyond that. But do you watch Wolf Children?
Yes, I watched Wolf Children back in college, which was maybe 3-4 years ago.
Did you like it?
I thought it was good. I don't know if I necessarily say I like it, but it was an interesting take of a woman taking care of her two wolf children.
So
it was good. It was interesting, but it felt very, slice of life.
It's so
which
slow.
Isn't like Yeah, it was really slow. But it was interesting how both of the children had to navigate life through either being human or being wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to review that one because we've both already watched it. But those are our thoughts on Wolf Children. Let's talk about Summer Wars. So let me see if I can get this right. So essentially, the story is there's this dude who is in some sort of computer club or whatever at his school. His name is Kenji, mm-hmm. and he likes this girl called Natsuki. And Natsuki's like, hey, it's during summer break. And she's like, okay, I need to bring you over to my house to tell my family that I'm I have a boyfriend. Or is it that she's engaged? One of the two.
It's that she's engaged. A big part of, is I told my grandma I'll bring home a boy and, I want you to come in. So please be my pretend boyfriend or pretend fiance for the week so that I can impress my family, but also stay true to what I told my grandma. And he goes along with it.
Because he likes her.
Yeah, he likes her. He simps for her.
Yeah, the
also,
major simp.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, he's a year younger than her as well. So this is his senpai that, everyone has a crush on. But, she chose him to come along.
Out of convenience.
And out of convenience. And basically, she gives him a whole backstory of who he is. So it's he's a college dude from a rich family, from old money, from America. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting because she doesn't want to be truthful to her family about who this guy is, that he's just good at math and Asian.
And he is good at math.
And Asian.
And so after that, there's this in the world of Summer Wars, there's this massive internet social platform where you can do basically anything that you want. I feel a lot of big businesses do their business there. Each person has their own mini avatars. You can work on this thing. It's kind of like Facebook, except also Hey, what's that emoji movie?
Emoji movie?
Yeah. Wait, oh, is that just the title?
Yeah, there's a thing called the Emoji Movie
It
as
kind of
well.
feels like the Emoji Movie.
It was like maybe like Ralph Breaks the Internet or something as well.
Where it's like you're in the internet, you're in like the cyber world with like your little avatars and all that kind of stuff. You can interact with each other, and essentially it goes under attack, and everything's not going super well because like infrastructure is tied onto it, and I think they're like the hacker like sends like a meteorite or no an a satellite.
It's a satellite.
Yeah, satellite down, and it's going to like blow up the house, and then they're like, "Oh, we need to stop this.
We need to stop this." Yeah, there's a lot of like battle royale with like one of the characters within the house. So yeah, so within there's like a whole family structure for like the grandma and Natsuki's like family. Her family's huge.
Massive.
There's like a bunch of aunts and uncles and their children. And one of like the grandkids is really good at fighting in this Oz world. So the main infrastructure is called Oz. So think of it as, you know, Greg was saying, like the Emoji Movie or Ralph Breaks the Internet. But it's like, I think it's like almost like AWS, like Google, Facebook, all these things connected together, but it's just Oz. This is why we do not monopolize things, mm-hmm. because if one person hacks into one of these things, like
it's over,
everything's ruined. Yes, just like what was that one manga site? Oh, Mangadex. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mangadex. I mean, it's coming back. They're like,
yeah.
Except it doesn't work for people who have Verizon. So if you have Verizon and you're wondering why Mangadex still isn't working, it's because of Verizon.
Yeah, RIP, dude. So it's like, yeah, for Mangadex, it was someone hacked into Mangadex, got all the information, and then Mangadex was just like, we gotta shut down so that, you know, all the information doesn't get all leaked. So that's why. And so this is also happening, except that our man Kenji, during the time that he's staying at this house, pretending to be Natsuki's boyfriend or fiance, he gets a text message with a bunch of like numbers, and it's just a brain teaser almost, and he tries to solve it because he's really good at math, and he solves it, sends it in, and goes back to sleep. The next day, Oz is hacked, and the reason it was hacked was because this hacker sent a bunch of emails to everybody, and whoever solved this brain teaser basically,
it broke like the encryption of Oz.
Yes, broke the encryption of Oz, and so everybody's data was leaked, and so a lot of people could not get into their accounts, and so people put the blame onto Kenji, which is the main character, and then the family finds out, and all these other things like messed up, mm-hmm. and so a big part is the family is like fighting with one another because like internal problems happen.
All families are like that.
Yeah, but then like Kenji and some of the other like dads and like other male kids are just like, we gotta fight back against this hacker. He's like messing up everything because a big part is like everyone's losing their accounts on Oz. It's like basically your Facebook got like hacked and all your information is on Facebook. Wouldn't you want it back?
True.
But also think of your GPS or Google Maps, that getting hacked and basically showing you different routes and it not being all set in stone. What the hacker did was just basically made everything whack. So everything's not like what it's supposed to be doing. Things like heart monitors or things like tractive signals, detectors, like gas leaks or anything else, they're all being hacked, and like fire departments are coming over to like, you know, check it out, and like medical units are going to all like the old elderly's houses to check on them because they're all getting signals that like that, you know, they need help, but not everybody needs help. So basically the whole infrastructure of the online presence, which we rely on heavily, is under attack, and we had to check on everything just to make sure like no one's hurt, but it's also like takes up like a lot of time, and everything is just in chaos because of it. So, and you know, we were talking about like a satellite hitting the house. That's because there's a satellite that like kind of went haywire or like didn't work when it was like released into the atmosphere, and by the end it's like crashing down into the Earth. And for some reason, the hacker, which is an AI, can GPS signal towards the main character's house.
Yeah,
And so
just
that's
'cause.
like the big part. As I was talking about, one of the kids within the family is like really good at fighting games, and somehow like he translated karate and like everything else. I don't know, this like 10-year-old kid just like battling this AI system. And yeah, there's a lot of games that they play. One of them is called like Koi Koi or something. It's like a
Yeah,
little gambling game.
some gambling game.
Yeah, but how much do you want to talk about
I
this? How
mean,
much should we talk
I think
about
no, I
this?
think that's a pretty good general base point of where the plot is, maybe even a little more than general.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's essentially the plot. It's basically I feel like there's two halves of the main plot. One is the family drama, right? Because the old matriarch of the house isn't doing super hot anymore. And also, when you get like a lot of big families together, there's always going to be some like internal conflicts between them. Like some people, like everybody's going to be think differently on certain issues. Like maybe there's that one family member who, doesn't really show up too often because nobody really likes him, but then he shows up to this one, all that kind of stuff. And the other half is obviously fighting the AI virus inside the world of Oz. And I think that is where I find some issues, because also going into a little bit about the characters, I think that there are essentially three, maybe like four main characters here. So obviously we have Kenji, who's like our main boy, and then we have Natsuki, who's like the girl, and the other important character is Kazuma, which is the little boy who's good at playing the fighting games. The fourth character is like the estranged uncle who Natsuki likes. Surprise, surprise, spoiler alert. He's like kind of important, but like I don't really want to talk about him too much here. But do you feel that? Because when I was watching this, this is what I felt. I felt like the movie tried to make all three of them like the hero of the story. Right, like obviously Kenji's going to be one of the heroes because he's the main character. And then Natsuki is the one playing koi koi with the AI, and then Kazuma's the one who is like fighting, like doing the fighting game with the AI. And so the movie tries to make all three of them these important characters that save the day, while also having the two plots running parallel of the family matters and of the online stuff. And I feel like it's a little bit too much. It feels to me a little bit like God's Not Dead, where there's just so many things going
So
on
many people, yeah.
and you don't get to fully know any one of them. You get to know some of them more than others. Like you don't only get to know any of the other relatives like that much beyond like their jobs and all that kind of stuff. But I think that the focus was spread a little bit too thin here for my liking, and so I never really liked particularly any of the characters. What do you think?
Yeah. So a big part is there's no character development in the movie at all. I think the only character development that you see is probably the estranged uncle, which like comes back after like 10 years and nobody likes him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he is the only one that gets character development. No one else like changes at all because like Kenji's still the math nerd that is in love with Natsuki. Natsuki is still like, I don't know, she's just the girl of the
Natsuki
family.
is
Yeah,
Natsuki. Yeah,
she's just the girl of the family. She kind of has a thing for her uncle.
kind of weird.
Yeah, so there's nothing really going like much going on, but I think that's because it's such a big family. And like I guess if you look at your own family, like they don't change that much either, like year to year. Not usually. Actually, when I was watching this, I was like, oh, this like actually feels like something I can see within my own family, or like what if people have big families, definitely this movie you can relate to. There's this one like, I don't even know if this is a plot device or like what the reason why they kept on having a baseball player come on every single time. Basically, one of the
Oh, I never saw
cousins
that.
is a yeah, basically one of the cousins is playing in the high school baseball tournament, and he's like so good. And what their family's like trying to like praise him and trying to like, yo, yeah, like go. Like once he's done playing, he could come and see his grandma and celebrate her birthday. They're trying to like cheer him on the TV and whatnot. And it's just there. Like nothing really is going on. I think they only use that to like depict that, you know, the people in the baseball game are struggling. So our main characters are struggling as well. It's hot outside for the baseball players. It's hot at
Yeah.
where like our main characters are. And it's so weird. I don't know. I feel like it didn't need to be there. And yeah, I feel like there's so many characters, you don't really get to know all of them. And a lot of them have different like occupations. Like I think one of them is like the uncle that is like very gung-ho about like fighting and like getting back on like the AI that is disrupting the world. And then all the uncles are pretty cool because he's
Yeah,
like,
no,
oh,
all the
one
uncles
works for the
are pretty
government.
cool.
Yeah, one works for the government and it's like top secret stuff. Another uncle has like a big boat, and another uncle has basically a bunch of computer wear and like has like a really fast computer, has a huge it's almost like an IBM like supercomputer that they place into the house later on. It's pretty interesting, like how everything like connects, how like they're all trying to fight against this AI together. Dude, this family's kind of crazy though. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
and
it's also, yeah.
no, keep
It
going.
also feels weird that like only the family is fighting. Like, where the heck is the American like government? Where the heck is the Japanese government? Why is it just this family and this like and Kenji like fighting against like the super AI that's like destroying the internet or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you ain't the anime protagonist, you don't gotta do anything.
Really though, plot armor.
Yeah, so I wanted to go back to what you're talking about with like the big family and all that kind of stuff, because I think that this is genuinely where this movie shines like the most. I think that in a lot of aspects, like in how like the pacing and the character department and the plot and all that kind of stuff, it's like a little bit lackluster, but it really, really, really captures the feeling of family, I think, so well, of what it's like being in like a large family. And yeah, I think that someone like you would probably be able to relate with it more, because like you've shared before that like when it's like Christmas or like New Year's, all that kind of stuff, like your family will get together and it's like all your uncles and your aunts and all your relatives and all your cousins and all that kind of stuff, and it's just a big gathering. Like for me, it's a little bit different, right? Like my nuclear family is the only family that's like in America, so like we never really gather together. Like the biggest family gatherings I have are when I go back to China and it's like my birthday, and it's just with my dad's half of the family, which is like my aunt, my uncle, like their families, and then like my dad and my grandparents. And it's like 7, 8 people max, and this family is massive, like 15 to like 20 people. And I don't know, even as I was watching it, I was like, wow, this is what having a big family is like. There's all like the goods that come with it, right? You're able to like work together, you're able to put all your brains together. Like not everybody's doing the same exact thing, so you can like support each other in ways that, you know, you normally like you yourself can't, like the things that you yourself can't do, somebody else can do. And because you're all family, you're all willing to support each other. And then there's also like the bad, like obviously like you will argue with each other a whole lot, because everybody is different. And I don't know, it just feels so like it gives such a homey type of feeling that I don't know, it made me kind of wish that I had a bigger family and had like these larger family gatherings, and all that kind of stuff. And I've talked to people online who say that like this is one of their favorite movies, and like when I was watching, I was like, this is not like that good. Like, why is this your favorite? But then they're like, yeah, no, it's because the how it's because of how they capture the idea of family that makes it so appealing and that makes it so good.
I agree. I agree totally. And I feel like when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, I can feel like I've seen this like depiction before within my own family. Like the estranged uncle, like I have an estranged uncle
Oh.
that is like kind of like the black sheep of the family. I think he like even in the story, like the estranged uncle like took money and ran away or something. I think the same thing happened with like my uncle that like I never saw till like I was maybe like 17 or 18. I didn't even know I had another uncle.
Bro, they didn't even tell me about this dude.
Yeah, so I was just like, and then like he had like children, and then we were like, oh, he has children. But yeah, the reason why my uncle came back was because like my grandfather was like basically on his deathbed, and like he came back to see, you know, his dad. And I think that's for the main for the estranged uncle in the movie. He came back because it was his grandma's birthday. And he wanted to also be part of that. Also, the strange uncle, isn't re blood related to the grandma,
Really?
because yeah.
Oh,
So
wait,
she's,
no, yeah, I think I remember this. I
yeah.
remember this now.
So
Is this a
the grand,
spoiler?
not really,
Oh,
because they
okay.
talk about it in the beginning. But basically, her grand the grandfather had another child, which was this uncle. And the grandma still took in this uncle, right? And basically raised him as her own. And so that was a big part. But for my family also, dude, my grandpa, he kind of player. He
Yo, what
had,
the?
I think he had five kids with my grandma, and he had another three with another like grandma.
Huh.
And I yeah, that's why my family is huge. And even though he had three kids with another grandma, my grandma still like accepts these my aunts and uncles as her children as well, and they basically respect her and treat her the same way as they would with her their grandma. And so I can see that as well, like with the grandma within the movie being the head of the house and everything, and like everyone respects her. She's kind but also very like respectable, and people like look up to her. I feel the same way with like my grandma and grandpa from my dad's side, because that's like, you know, what happened. So yeah, I can see like all these things. Like there's a lot of drama, there's a lot like there's a big family and everything. And like not every like I don't know, I don't think that a lot of my cousins have changed much, so maybe that's why, you know, there wasn't character development in this movie.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just
Maybe.
didn't have time to give character
Yeah.
development.
I mean, I think it's pretty realistic, but also I think the unrealistic part was like almost like the Digimon world of Oz. Also, Digimon basically came first, and then this came out, and they're basically the same thing
They
for
didn't
the
like
Digimon movie.
the same like studio or like the same writer made both of them, right?
Yeah. So Digimon movie, I think it was the second Digimon movie. The director, or is it director or movie? Let me look it up real quick. So the director of Digimon the movie that came out in 2000, wrote what he wanted, but he had Digimon restrictions. And then 8 to 9 years later, he makes Summer Wars, where he was able to actually show what he wanted to do. And so that's why Summer Wars and Digimon are very tightly related. Like they look exactly the same almost at points.
And I wanted to talk about the animation in this movie because how when was let me see when those this was made in
2009.
2009, and this has some pretty good animations. I was genuinely impressed. Like the world of Oz looks really, really nice. The real world, not so much. Real world looks like it looks fine. Like don't get me wrong, it looks fine, but the world of Oz looks like really, really good. Just seeing all the different details of Like, even like the things going on in the background and all that, it's just really cool to see that they put in so much work into it. Yeah, it made it feel like it was a lot newer than it actually is.
I would agree. Yeah, I feel like everything was moving and it felt more alive. Like things were constantly like there's like different things in the background which you can like point out, and everything like had detail to it. In the world of Oz, I think summer, I think the when you go back into the real world, it looks very like kind of like an oldish kind of art style, which you just gotta get used to in a sense. I think Wolf Children and The Girl Who Leapt Through Time had the same thing, where the art style is very kind of rustic in my opinion, or like kind of old, but it still like works and it still looks really nice. I really liked how they use a lot of like still framings, or they used a lot of like facial expressions to display like emotion and to display like how characters are feeling when certain things like come up. So I think when the grandma talks to Kenji about things, there's like parts where it's just his facial expressions being expressed the whole time, and you can understand like his like shyness, or him being like overwhelmed. And I
His
think that was really
fear.
cool. Yeah, his fear.
Yeah, I think another scene that I enjoy is when they're all like eating together. It's not that long of a scene. It's like pretty early on in the movie, but yeah, even then, like I feel like when you look at people eating, you get an idea of like what type of person they are. Like whether they're like a messy eater, whether they're like really neat, whether they're like talking like a lot, whether they're talking loudly and all that kind of stuff. Like even like if me and Nick were to go out and eat with like some church people, I guess, like based on how people are eating, you can tell a lot about their character or like about their like personalities. And I think that that scene really tells you a lot about how each, like even though we don't get that much information on each character like specifically, you do get to know a little bit about their habits, and it helps to get like that baseline understanding of who these characters are, how they're probably going to act and all of that. And obviously, animation wise, you have to be able to portray that well, be able to capture all the details. And I mean, last thing I want to talk about is like thematically what this movie is trying to do. I think obviously one of the themes is family and the importance of family. Like there's no two ways around it. That's like probably the main crux of what this is about. But I think the other one that's interesting is I think this movie is trying to say that we shouldn't become like over reliant on technology.
That's true.
Which is, I think, like becoming, it's just like since 2009, it's just become more and more of like an issue, because like back in 2009, how like I didn't get a phone until I was in sophomore year of high school, and it was like a flip phone or like a slidey phone. And then I didn't get a smartphone until I was like senior year. But now kids are getting smartphones and all that kind of stuff when they're like, I don't know, I feel like in like
Elementary
elementary
school.
school, like start of
Yeah.
middle school, and now kids have like, and like back when I was a kid, I didn't really like use a computer that much. I was busy watching TV, but now
Yeah.
kids have all this access to the computer, their phones, and they are able to access the internet like super super easily, and there's a lot of stuff that is on the internet that may or may not be good for us to consume, and especially so for younger people. And so, while I think that the movie is like more pushing things towards like the over-reliance on technology for like our daily lives, I think when I think about that, I think to like China and how they use WeChat for like literally everything. Like you don't carry around like money or like credit cards or any of that. You just carry around your phone. Like beggars on the street have phones so that they can get people to swipe on their WeChat.
Yo,
Yeah, no,
Venmo
basically they're literally like, hey, like give me a little bit of money, like Venmo real quick, and they just have like
Venmo,
nice smartphones.
cash.
And yeah, it just reminds me of, like, we are become like technology is becoming more and more integrated with our lives, and that's going to be like for better and for worse. Like, of course, it lets us do a lot more things. It gives us access to a lot more things than we like really have not ever had in like the rest of the history of humanity. But that comes with a lot of dangers too. And I wonder how, like, if this movie were to be made again today, like how they would try to approach that situation from today's standpoint.
I mean, I feel like what they put out there really relates to what's happening right now as well. Yeah, as you said. So I feel like there's not really much other than like maybe more of your information's out there. Like, you know, as you said, credit cards, your date of birth, your social security numbers, like everything is like legit online. And it's for the ease of everything, but over time, like if someone were to hack it and to access it, like we're kind of ruined. You know, identity theft is, you know, not a joke. But yeah, so also I was like, I'm surprised that we haven't even mentioned the AI's name, which is called Love Machine.
I did not remember the AI's name.
Yeah, the AI was called Love Machine. That's an interesting name.
It's
Anyway, so
kind of weird.
yeah. So yeah, something that I also noticed, I think also another theme is like to fight for what you believe in. I think that's like one thing because they were all fighting against this AI because they believe like, you know, this AI is gonna, you know, ruin everything. And we have to fight that before it hurts more families, before it hurts more people. And I think there's one side that was like very willing to fight, while the other side was just like, why care for other families when our family right here is hurting or needs like attention right now? So, I don't know, there's a lot of conflicts between even the family and like, I don't know, the AI world. So that was interesting. And we're like, there were so many opportunities where they could have stopped the AI, but then the family was like, just like, no, like we can't do that right now. Like, there's other things that we should be doing other than saving the world. But yeah, so it was pretty interesting that, like, you know, no one seemed, I mean, like, as family goes, like internal conflicts, like, no one sees eye to eye on a lot of things. But when like family works together, like that's where you can see the care, where you can see like things progressing or like the plot progressing because of it. So it's, I don't know, it's pretty interesting.
And so, if you were to give this a rating, what would you rate it? And would you recommend it for other people?
Yeah, I would recommend it to other people. I think I would give it probably like a, I think an 8.5 maybe. I think it was pretty good. I think it was good for 2009, and it's good for up to days and for today's standard. Like, I'm down to watch the Digimon movie now. I have not watched it, but I'm down to watch it because first I like Digimon, and this movie was like pretty good. And I think, yeah, it's relatable as like a family movie. So I think if you have big families, you can understand it. If you have small families, you can appreciate what it looks like to be like in the bigger family. And I think it's pretty cool with the fighting sequences and the AI world. So overall, yeah, 8.5.
I think I'd have to give it a 7.
Because you have a small family.
It's okay, bro. Like, I think I like it's hard. Like, in my heart, I want to give it a 5. But I also like want to give it like an 8, because if you take out the family portion of it and you just left like the plot and the characters, this is not a great movie. It's very mediocre. Like, it once again, it has some nice animation and all that, but like, it's not something that I would ever recommend somebody to watch. Like, the only reason why, for me, I think you should watch this is if you want to see that family aspect. If you want to see, yeah, the interactions between family members, if that, like, if that reminds you of your own family, or if it like kind of makes you want to, it'll like make you wonder what having a big family is like. That is the only reason why I would ever recommend this movie, because other than that, it's not like, honestly, it's not that great. So I'm compromising and I'm giving it a 7, but just know from like a movie standpoint, it's like a 5. From like a themes standpoint, it's like an 8, I would say. And so it gets a cool 7. If you don't really care too much about the theme of family, give this one a hard pass. But if you do like that theme, then yeah, you should go check it out.
Yeah, if you like watching Fast and Furious, you're probably like watching this. Family.
And so, is there anything else that you want to say about this?
Not really. I feel like it's a decent movie overall, and I think it's a better anime movie that I've watched in a while, so
Okay.
that was pretty good.
And yeah, I don't have anything else to say. And so, thank you all for listening. We are Amen. With the power of God and anime on our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.